Welcome to this post-game media edition of Talking Hoosier Baseball. Today is Saturday, March 16th, 2024. The Indiana Hoosiers came back this afternoon from a 5-0 deficit in a back-and-forth affair, defeating Belmont 15-10 and forcing a Sunday rubber match. Tyler Cerny and Brock Tibbetts each had two hits, including home runs. The media met with Cerny, Tibbetts, and head coach Jeff Mercer following the contest.
Obviously, it's been a kind of a tough stretch the last week or so. You guys got down big today, but you guys managed to get the bats going. What was different about today?
I mean, I think we all just kind of flipped our mindset, and it was just kind of a, you know, just go after it, and, you know, whatever happens, happens. Just had a few tentative at-bats at the plate, a few guys just, you know, just not quite stringing things together. But, I mean, today it was just kind of a collective buy-in by everyone just to, you know, do whatever it takes to get the job done.
Yeah, I mean, I thought we played as a team better than we have all year today, especially at the plate. You know, no one really gave away their at-bat. Everyone had a good IB, tried to put it in play for the most part, and did their job today.
So do you guys feel like you were doing a little bit better job at laying off pitches outside the zone?
Yeah, just sticking within our approach and, you know, just not trying to do so much at the plate.
Yeah, we've emphasized approach this week for sure. And personally, I thought I did a pretty good job at adjusting to that. I've been, you know, kind of swinging at some bad pitches, but today we're seeing it well. Everyone's seeing it well, so hopefully we can continue to do that.
And whose idea was the haircuts?
I think Josh was the first one.
Yeah, I think Josh and Jake Stadler were the first ones, and, you know, it just kind of became a domino effect between last night and this morning.
They haven't got me yet. I don't think they're
going to get them.
I don't think they're going to get them.
We'll get them.
I got a strong will.
We'll get them.
Just, like, what are the vibes in the clubhouse kind of after battling back and just winning a game like that, especially the losing streak and stuff that you guys have been going through and dealing with?
Yeah, it's always great to get back in the win column and, you know, just – again, like Tyler said a little bit ago, we really played as a team today. So just, you know, the energy was great today. You know, everybody was playing for each other, be able to string together at bats. Just all come together and, you know, fight out a win. And so just being able to do that is always helps bring the team spirits up.
The energy was key today. Helped us at the plate for sure. Kept us energized and locked in at the plate and in the field, pitching wise too. So we got to keep doing that every day. Coming soon.
And how was it watching Connor bounce back? I know he had a rough first couple innings, but then he really shut it down. How was it playing behind a guy like that?
Yeah, I mean, it was awesome. And he's always got electric stuff like that. And, you know, they got to a few balls, and, you know, they did a good job of just getting to his fastball when he threw it. And so just being able to land his off-speed pitches from there and, you know, be able to make an adjustment, he was very mature about it and able to just come back with his off-speed pitches and, you know, start working backwards and just, again, throwing a lot more breaking balls, a lot more changeup, stuff like that. So just being able to adapt to the game and just be able to, you know, keep persevering through.
Coach, Brock brought up the change in strategy that you guys had from the second to the third inning with Connor going to a much more heavy off-speed mix. Can you talk a bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, when the little kid hit a 98-mile-an-hour fastball for a single to right foot in a two-strike count, became rather apparent that they were on time for even you know, a great basketball. Kudos to them. They had the A-Tech out. They were throwing heaters in BP, and they did a really good job adjusting to his stuff. And he had good stuff today. And so it went predominantly off speed. And I thought we went too heavy off speed. And you know, part of being a good coach is allowing the guys to manage the game too. So once Connor kind of got in a role there, we kind of let him call his own game. And he and I talked about still mixing in the fastball. I thought his last inning or so, we did a good job of, you know, in a 1-1 count after two off-speed pitches, going to the fastball. And he's going to have a blend like that. And that's part of it is, too, is like him as a starter, now that everyone knows who you are, knows what you do, you're going to have to really mix all three of your pitches and going to have to get out of the middle of the plate with the fastball so much. But he'll get there. So, yeah, they did a good job adjusting and making him pitch differently. And so then we adjusted back and did a good job with it there.
So would you say his fastball location got better then too?
I would say it's going to have to get better, but when you're able to mix almost like a third with each pitch, you saw some more foul balls on the fastball, right? You saw some foul back, guys a little bit more in between timing, and he was able to have some more success with it. And so he did. He landed some fastballs away better and was able to be more, I would say, on the pitch into the corners a little bit, but a little bit more that philosophy, and was able to get out of the middle, I would say.
So, you know, obviously the offense, you talked a lot yesterday about what the offense needed to do. And today you saw a lot more walks. You saw a lot more deeper counts. It just seemed like this was what you were kind of asking for.
Yeah. Obviously it's been a tough week just scheduling. And then, you know, and I know, like, you get behind early and you can be a little bit frustrated. But there's no excuse to throw your bat away. And, you know, I think we get into leverage situations and we get guys on base and we overswing and sky balls up. And, you know, we just have to be simple enough to put the ball in play on a line in the middle of the field. And when we do that, we have obviously a lot more success. And I thought we had to be tougher. I'd be more competitive. We have to respond better. And we did that today. That was the big conversation last night after the game. And then today was, we just have to find a way to respond better to when things get tough and things get hard. You just don't get to pout about it. You have to fight back and find a way to hit the ball the other way and get in a good count with guys on base and stay simple. And we did a really good job. It looked like our offense day. It looked like us again today. And so that was really exciting to see. And now that's the expectation again. We have to be that team every day. And I'm not sure we're going to score 15 runs every day, but we're capable of it consistently. And so we need to play like that. We had great enthusiasm, a lot of passion, a lot of fire. It looked like Indiana, you know, offense again. And I was really proud of him for that.
Can you talk more about kind of Joey B today and his performance at first base a few times?
Yeah, you know, going from a guy that he and I spent a lot of time at first base, and he wasn't terrific to start. And as you would imagine, a guy trying to learn the position for the first time, and then the first game he plays at Notre Dame, he breaks his hand on a collision at first base, and so then he misses another 6 weeks or 10 weeks. And so we work so much with just being dutiful in that position, and he's done a really good job of growing and developing. He saved us a couple times today, with even the one he caught in the air was a great stretch late on a play across the field, and then the two picks were huge. And those were tough picks. Those weren't the short ones. Those are the ones you really have to extend and just go get it. And it's a scary feeling. Guy played first base when you are on an island and you go out like that to get it, because if you miss it, the ball's rolling up the right field line. So he was great today. And just his evolution defensively is probably on par with what you would anticipate. He got thrust more into that role. AJ, you know, was ahead of him in that position and was a better defender initially. And then with his injury, now Joey's got to go be the main guy when Brock catches. And so he's grown and he's improved, become more confident. And I think that was apparent today with just his ability to go get the ball and some of those picks. You have to be a confident player to go and do that. And you can't play that. You can't play anywhere without great confidence in it. But especially that position, because it's all awkward and backwards and the angles are weird and you're on an island. There's no backup. So he did a great job just going for it and taking, you know, taking coaching and taking teaching and applying it in real time. That was terrific.
Josh had a pretty costly error yesterday. Your whole team was playing great defense today, and Josh in particular was just was being challenged left and right.
Yeah. We went back and looked at the video, and we practiced our timing, our hops. You know, your prep step, we call it our prep step. And we just been late, you know, where we're landing after the ball's already been hit, and we're kind of looking at it, and it's like, why are we a step late? We feel like we're a step late on our reads, getting down our reads laterally, and capable defenders that have made these plays or not. And so we have to look at it in coaching. We have to take responsibility and go back and see, are we where we need to be at when the ball's in the hitting zone? And we weren't. We were consistently late, and so we had a point of emphasis today about being on time when we land in the contact point, and so we can be more athletic. And those guys did a really good job of applying it in real time. Tyler made a really nice play coming downhill, and kudos to Tyler for improving himself defensively, getting back home, doing his drill work every day. He's really done a nice job. I thought today was probably one of his better days, just from his response to adversity. Yeah, Josh was good defensively and was challenged, and was the player that we know him to be, I thought.
You did have to use a lot of different arms today. So kind of what's the strategy for tomorrow?
Everybody besides Foley's up. They're we're both in that position. We're it's going to be a slugfest, and hopefully, you know, we've got enough to go get it. You know, those midweek guys that threw last week, some of those freshmen are going to have to be up. Shaw and Rushing and Vogel and those guys, we're just going to have to piece it together. Phillips will be back up tomorrow. Kraft will be back up tomorrow. Holderfield and Tongini is back up. So it is nice to be kind of on schedule a little bit more, so you can bring some of those guys back over the course of a weekend and kind of lengthen it out a little bit. But yeah, we just felt like, you know, we had a chance to win the game. We had to pour it out. We had to give ourselves the opportunity with the offensive production that we had. We have to have this game, and then we'll figure out tomorrow. And now hopefully the variety of different looks is able to keep them in between, and we're able to get out of the middle of the plate a little bit more and execute some pitches. I thought Reisdorf kind of showed the way a little bit with that, where he was able to use the sinker and the four seam. He got in, he got away, and just execute some pitches to halves of the plate and had a lot more success. So the other guys are going to have to do that again tomorrow. So I'll go talk to Coach Glant and kind of see how he wants to start the day. And then I'm sure you'll see me walking back and forth quite a bit tomorrow, kind of just playing matchups. And kind of like last year, we're just going to have to try to get guys in the right spot and get them in and get them out.
The Hoosiers and Bruins will play a rubber match Sunday at 1 p.m. See you at the BART.